Yeah, it's Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and got some weather moving in. It's been a good rainy thing. Anyway, I won't bore you with those details, but this is Bughouse Square, Radio Valencia. Thanks for doing what you got to do, and welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bughouse Square, I'm very, very excited. I've got a bunch of new records. Of course, everyone knows that last week, Saturday, it was Record Store Day. Everyone knows that. So I had a gift card that I'd been sitting on forever, and I was going to buy, like, I don't know, shoes or chonies or something that I needed. But I decided that I'd go and blow it on two records. And that's what I did. And got some flea market finds. And, gosh, and just current events, all sorts of things. It's going to be a great show, so stick around.
A vigilante man. Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men.
Kill him in the river.
Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down?
And sister, really?
I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We'll be right back. and Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them now. Yeah. So we gon' blow a house to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this. Laid back. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now these types of things happen all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. See, everything is fine when you listen to the D.O.G. I got to cultivate the music that be captivating me. Who's listening to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get the mic into this trick named Slady. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that trick, please. Raise the funkies in your teeth, cause you get none of these. At ease. As I mob with the dog town, feel the breeze. Say, you know I'm just laid back. From the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I get through, I got to hit the dope spot. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't never know I'm off the dope, and I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking
down, sipping
on
gas, laid back.
Yeah, that's Snoop Dogg from the days of yore. Gin and Juice, that's like a remix. I've been getting schooled on the whole philosophy of remixes and what they are and how they were brought about. Hey, this is Bughouse Square. Let me grab a stool here and take a load off my weary body. How's everything? Yeah. We're doing good here. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. We've got weather moving through. It's kind of nice. I like the rain. I like the rain when it's people don't expect the rain, and then big rains come. It's good. Get another chance to wash the urine off the sidewalks. That's right. I always love that. Let me talk about this music. We had in there, etc. This my friend Scott comes here, a flat black plastic Scott, who is destined to do a show here at some point from the summer of 2000. Xterra. So apparently, this is like up in Santa Rosa, and it's four girls who were like 10 or 11, and their mom helped them make a record, and that's a song off it. Apparently, there's a documentary that did very well at South by Southwest, and will be coming to you shortly. Big Audio Dynamite, we had in their Medicine Show, Flea Market Find. That's right, the U.S. Remix Medicine Show. I don't know. I'm used to the one on the radio, but that was good too. I like that was good. The Chills from the Kaleidoscope World Record. We did Pink Frost. And one of my records, thanks to, well, I was inspired by John Hell. He's a fixture here. He's like as much as the hot water heater is, John Hell is. And I bought a Flipper record at Record Store Day. Album, generic Flipper. That's what it is. And we did Life because it's the only thing worth living for. We opened up with Woody Guthrie. And let's see. I don't know. We can talk about some things, but let's just get back into some music. I got this going. Let's do it.
With love. explodes apart. All the children sing.
Oh, Mr. Malloy, he's only seen himself as one of the boys. He thinks that men are tough and women are toys,
but a belly in his head will ring. All the children sing. All the birds are chirping harmony. Desert sand, looking for an answer from a holy man. And this is what he told me with a wave of his hand. He said, I believe in your hand.
Thank you. the record straight. We ain't never gonna leave it in the hands of fate. Sick of injustice and all its ills. Sick of suckers, sick of chewing on the bitterest pills.
Strengthen people. wear a condom, but you can catch AIDS nowadays from slobbing, gynecology, and urology. If I'm positive, too late for an apology. Take the screen measure for sexual pleasure. Protect your jewels, it's what you treasure. Use precaution to prevent abortion. All we need is another life lost in the system that's designed to hold it back. Get off the heroin and the crack. All this stuff, it's so confusing. You can't even have a blood transfusion for the fear of infected plasma. You won't be the first, nor the last one. Getting some is like Death Wish 2. You got to know who's doing who.
One has trust, a lack of understanding filled with lust, where diseases are common, inflicting much pain, gonorrhea and AIDS too many to name. Sex is alive to both young and old, but a lack of education leaves us in the cold. There may be a cycle that we fail to mention, but people are sexing without protection, cause gym sex and dance crew Susie then run across town to go sex TV, thinking he's a player trying to get over, but all he's doing transmitting to another. If you got a screw, don't screw yourself, use protection for others if not yourself, cause people are screwing, and this is true. What we don't know is who's doing who.
Venus, then do each other? I can't see this. Sex and drugs, you know they don't mix, especially when a hooker turns tricks for a fix. So be careful, cause it's out there. It's a four-letter word that you should fear. So please choose a rubber before you choose a lover. Don't be a fool and forget my brother.
The 1990s, a decade of disease. It seems that we're trying to kill our own kind by screwing each other without protection, just screwing. And like a selection, cause sex is alive and both young and old. So get educated, you're not too old, cause people keep screwing, and this is true. What you don't know is who's doing who.
The truth of the matter is, you gotta give yourself the benefit of the doubt, you know what I'm saying? Don't just screw somebody just because you feel you know them, you know? As for me, myself, Mr. Mix, Marquise, Luke, Kid Ice, 2Live is out here, you know what I'm saying? Stay safe, always use a condom, you know what I'm saying? And everything will be straight. Peace.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I've gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy. Maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. Come home as late as can be, him ain't no place to be. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. And when he comes back, the day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him ain't no place to be. Can't help loving that man of mine.
First thing I want to say is, mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember. In this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. With us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the defensive Weinberger. No more animated choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. Ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. music by the village people, the very military macho man. Theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. The shades abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced out Marlon Perkins, a Ray Gun contemporary. The shades like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. The shades like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than cliches like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to man is, Bogart tough to man is, Cagney tough to man is, Hollywood tough to man is, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, presto macho, macho, macho. Put your orders in America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall.